Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time today. Hope you are. Glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening, if you continue to listen to the show, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're going to get smarter, too, because Jerry Detweiler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry with a G and an I on the end, Detweiler, and that means she's a lady. She's president of Ultimate Credit Solutions and also a contributor to a book that I told you about a while back. We actually had Gene Marks, the author of this book, on the show, Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. Gene was on before. He's going to be back on. Jerry is a contributor to this, and we're here to talk to you about, she's here, I should say, to talk to us about credit solutions, which, as you remember in the first segment, I said that means for you and me, for small business owners, that means access to capital. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Small business owners, for a long, long time, access to capital was the biggest fundamental issue that we had, the greatest fundamental challenge that we had, because if we solved the sales issue, even if we had plenty of sales, we still had to capitalize those sales. And on a number of different levels, the inventory in stock, the receivables we hadn't collected yet, et cetera, the payroll that we had to put out to in order to get that business in the door. But today, access to capital is still a critical thing that all small business owners have to focus on, but it's not as difficult as it was before, is it?
Yeah, well, there's so many more options out there these days for small business owners. And in fact, when I was researching the small business lending market, I found it's actually bigger than the consumer credit market, which we know is huge. So there are plenty of financial institutions that want to work with small business owners. But nevertheless, I still find that with especially very young businesses, let's say 5 years or less, they really don't understand the business credit reporting system, the business credit reporting bureaus, how that works and how it impacts their ability to get access to capital, as you say, and especially to do it in a way that separates it from their personal credit. So a lot of small businesses, as you know, take their personal credit cards, max those out first, and then start saying, okay, I need business credit.
Many a business has been founded and many failed, but I actually know some highly successful, some businesses that you would recognize immediately that were started because the founder back in the 80s or 90s was able to run up $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 in personal credit card debt.
That's very true.
And in those days, they were scared to death.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
And of course, a lot of people did the same thing and didn't turn out so well. They took bankruptcy, I guess, and lost the whole thing. But it was one of the things that they could do in those days. What are some of the modern day, the 21st century alternatives, Jerry?
Well, I think the first thing that a small business owner needs to understand is that there is this whole separate world of business credit reporting agencies out there. It's separate from your personal credit, and they collect and report information about the business credit that you use. And I think with personal credit, we all figure it's credit cards. If I use a credit card, pay it on time, I'll get a good credit rating.
Right.
With business credit, it tends to be very heavily weighted toward vendor or trade credit. So you go ahead and you buy advertising on your radio show and it gets reported, and that can add to the credit reporting, you know, credit report that you're developing as a business. And that's very important. So you definitely want to look out at those. And then when you're looking at the different types of credit that's available, it ranges. I mean, these days there's actually a wonderful service that will facilitate a loan between you and your relative or you and a friend who wants to lend money to your business. They'll set it up professionally. They'll write the promissory notes. So if you can't pay, they can at least take a tax deduction.
Right.
They'll facilitate the automated payment. So it can go all the way from that small level, friends and family, all the way up to, of course, the banks and the SBA loans and even larger lines of credit.
Well, and of course, someone might say, well, you know, how does the how does reporting my information to, say, Dun & Bradstreet or something like that, how does that get me more capital? Well, if you can pay your vendors in 30 days instead of COD, that's 30 days of cash.
Yes. Exactly.
And if you can get your customers to pay you in 28 days, then you got 2 days of positive cash.
Right.
That's how it works. So let's put some names on some of these folks. I mentioned Dun & Bradstreet. Most people are familiar with those guys.
Yes. Dun & Bradstreet is one. Experian is another. Mm-hmm. Equifax is another. And Equifax also helps run something called the Small Business Financial Exchange, which is a nonprofit that reports mainly financial institution like bank lines of credit mm-hmm. to small businesses. But then there's all these little specialty bureaus, too. So, for example, there's a specialty bureau, the NTDE, National Telecommunications Data Exchange, and they'll report on whether you paid your commercial phone or maybe internet mm-hmm. bill on time. And if you didn't,
and they get that
could
they
create
get that,
a problem in the future.
And they collect that on their own. That's not something you have to – you don't turn that into them. No,
You can't.
Any more than you turn in your experience with your mortgage
or
your car
payment. Correct.
So they go get that information. But how can we find out how we're showing up there?
Well, all of those agencies do allow you to check your credit report. It will cost you a fee, unlike personal credit reports, where we can get our personal credit report for free once a year.
Only in the last few.
Last few years. That's not
right.
True for business credit reports. But the other thing too, Jim, that fits in really well here is the fact that Experian and Equifax, for example, they have experience collecting our personal credit information, so they are actually moving toward a blended score. That blend my personal credit rating
right.
as an officer of the company with the business credit history, and they're created this blended score. So
because everybody knows that there's a fine line, there's the line between our business and our personal and small business, it weaves a fine seam, doesn't it?
Exactly, and they found it's very predictive. So what that says is that if you are an officer in a company, a small company, you need to make sure that you're staying on top of your personal credit and you're not letting that slip either, because either can suddenly alert your lenders to the fact that you might be having problems, might be higher risk.
Because you may be paying your business accounts, and good for you if you're doing that, but if you're letting your mortgage and your car payments slip, somebody's not getting a paycheck.
That's exactly right. Or if your debt is creeping up on the personal side, that may be an indication
right.
that, gee, you're having trouble making
another
payments.
Another good point. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jerry about our own reporting to these institutions. I know sometimes, for example, Dun & Bradstreet would like to have your financial statements. I want to ask her if we should give them those things, and I'll have my opinion, as you won't be a bit surprised to know. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Jerry Detweiler. She's the president of Ultimate Credit Solutions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It'll take time, I know it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with our new friend Jerry Detweiler, Detweiller. I'm sorry, one L, L E R, Detweiler. Jerry with a G on the front and an I on the end. And she's the president of Ultimate Credit Solutions. Jerry, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. Ultimate Credit Solutions is at ultimatecredit.com, and I've been helping consumers for about 20 some years now.
Started when you were only eight,
problems.
Huh?
Don't want to admit it. But I also have a website that will be completely relaunching on November 6, 2006. That's businesscreditsuccess.com. So that
will
focus
be focused on small business?
It's focused on small business credit, yes.
Good for you. Well done. We appreciate that because we can all use the help. And we're going to have you back on the show in the future because you got a lot more you can teach us, Jerry. And
I hope so.
But we still have a lot to talk about today. If you contact Dun & Bradstreet, and you can join Dun & Bradstreet, where they will allow you to receive credit reports on other people you want to think about doing business with,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to want you. Maybe you've gotten a phone call from some of these companies that say, you know, would you like to join? Would you like to be one of our customers and that sort of thing? And they obviously want you to be a reporting member, meaning you're telling them information about yourself.
Yes.
and which includes your vendors, mm-hmm. people who are paying you. But a lot of times, Jerry, they want you to give them your financial statements,
mm-hmm.
or at least financial information that, frankly, as a privately held company, I don't want to give them.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Well, personally, I do not recommend you go ahead and start giving Dun & Bradstreet any information until you are ready to enter their database properly. And I say this because with business credit reports, you have no law that protects you if there's information that's wrong or outdated. And if it's wrong, you just have to try to get it corrected. You have no legal right to in terms of a federal law that gives you the right to dispute. So what happens is, let's say I'm a sole proprietor and I'm entering the database, and maybe I'm working from home and I don't have my phone number listed with 411. That would put me in a higher risk category. And later, if I go out and get an office and then get my phone number in 411 and I incorporate, then it's difficult to make that transition from being higher risk to lower risk. So with Dun & Bradstreet, I recommend very strongly that you, at a minimum, get the information, the basic information. Again, you can go to the website, businesscreditsuccess.com. We'll have more information on your website soon, Jim. But you want to set yourself up as legitimate and stable from the beginning. And then as far as financial statements, I'm in your school. Unless I've grown to the place where I'm at least $1 million in revenue, I'm pretty confident. You know, things are going well. I want to get on that Inc. 500 fastest growing list.
That's what your goal is. There's got to be, in my opinion, there's got to be another motivation than just the credit things for them to have your financial statement.
Yes, and those fastest growing lists tend to come from Dun & Bradstreet databases. So if you want to get on that list and you're ready for that, that's fine. But otherwise,
that's a small number of folks out there, really.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you giving us that background and those perspectives, Jerry. And I think that's very important. Okay, what else do we need to know about credit?
Well, I think with credit, the most important thing is that with business credit, you have to remember it's not like personal credit, where if you're 10, 15 days late with that credit card, yeah, you'll get a late fee, but you won't get reported late. With business credit, they can actually look at the number of days past the due date that you paid. So if it's 5 days past the due date, that affects you. If it's 15 days, that affects you. So with business credit, any vendors who report, and you're going to have to ask them, do you report? Which bureaus do you report to? Because this isn't general information you could just find anywhere. Ask them and then make sure those bills get paid on time. And if they can't, then you look at renegotiating the terms of them. So whatever the terms are, you're able to meet the terms that have been agreed to.
So that's very important when you establish your credit with someone, is to make sure that you know what their terms are and can you live with that. And if you can't, try to negotiate something that you can live with. And that way, if you can live up to whatever you agree on, then you don't get reported.
That's exactly right.
Or you get reported favorably, I should say.
Right. That's right.
Now, here's another thing that you hear quite often in the credit circles. They take the discount. Those are the golden words, aren't they?
Right.
Because if somebody checks on you and for your payment to them, and the person on the other end says, well, they always take the discount, that means you didn't pay on time, you paid early.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's valuable. Paying early helps your credit rating. Paying early on your MasterCard or Visa, personally, that doesn't help you, but it does help you in the business credit reporting
world. And it might get you a 1% or 2% discount.
That's exactly right.
If you got the cash, that mounts up.
Yep, and the same thing goes with offering that to your clients, because mm-hmm. if you're getting cash flow, then you're able to pay your bills on time. So it may be that you offer that discount to your clients who pay you on time, or your vendors that deal with you, or in some cases, you can even factor your receivables to get the money faster. That means you actually hire a company that will sort of buy out those receivables. They mm-hmm. collect them, they give you cash up front, and then you can at least make your bills on time.
Right, absolutely. Jerry, give us the website again, please.
Sure, it's businesscreditsuccess.com, and it will update on November 6, 2006, completely revamped.
All right. And, Jerry, thank you for being here. We got a lot more to talk about. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
I'd love to do that.
We had a good time with you today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good information from Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen, from President of Ultimate Credit Solutions. Quick break, right back with our good friend, Dr. Mary Key. Looking forward to talking to Mary again. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When I call you on the phone, I get a strong, uneven feeling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.